Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the big question, a question we've been asking ourselves for years, it seems like. When will the real estate market get better? Well, to some degree it has. What's next, though? That's the big question, with, of course, interest rates starting to inch up on those 15 and 30-year mortgages because of the going up a little bit 10-year treasuries. So we see that. That might have a dampening effect. Depends on how quickly rates go up. And also just the general economy. So real estate is a big question on a lot of people's minds, people either looking to buy, looking to sell. And so I wanted to bring on an expert, somebody who's actually lived it, done it, invested in real estate, done real estate properties for income, and been active in the real estate market. Her name is Kathy Fetke. And she is CEO and founder of Real Wealth Network. And the website for today's program is realwealthnetwork.com. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you. And I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us and give us kind of some of your real world in the trenches perspective on the real estate market that goes much deeper and more real and, you know, boots on the ground, if you will, versus maybe what we might read in the newspaper. So thanks for doing that for us.
Absolutely.
Real quick introduction for Kathy. She has been a passionate researcher with the real estate and economics, and because of that, she's been frequently featured on such media outlets as CNN, CNBC, NPR, CBS, MarketWatch, Wall Street Journal, and now Real Money with David Holland. Lucky us. And so she's been very involved with real estate, and people go to her for expertise. So here's my big question for you, Kathy, to kind of kick this conversation off. From what I can see, and I'm not the only one, of course, who recognizes this, it looks like different parts of the economy or different regions of our country are experiencing a rebound quicker or that's more robust than other areas. And so I know you keep track of this, kind of looking at the whole nation. Give us a little bit of perspective on what you're seeing, and that might help us, you know, just understand where we are and where we're going.
Oh, you are absolutely right about that. There are certain bubble markets that have bubbled up again.
Okay.
Fast and furious way, and probably the fastest that we've ever seen, at least in my lifetime.
Really? Which ones are really popping out there?
Oh, well, California prices are back up, and it really happened in about one-third the time that it normally takes for prices to go up this quickly.
Okay, so the natural question is why, how, what drove that?
I think it's a combination of lack of supply and fear, which is normally what happens in this part of the cycle. It just usually takes longer. But this time, prices adjusted so far below values, you know, in 2008, 2009,
right,
that people started to catch on that it was a time to buy, and they came in with a vengeance. Now, I think in a lot of the desirable markets, the hedge funds helped to buy up so much property that affected supply and created the fear.
Well, you know, I would not have guessed, and because I don't follow California real estate very closely from Florida, but I'm a little surprised because, you know, I always kind of view, and again, this is probably a skewed view, I kind of view California as, you know, there's some challenges there with their tax policy and such, and so that's interesting. It does boil down to supply and demand, doesn't it?
It really does, and there's very, very little on the market. I can tell you that, just personally, my husband and I made an offer on a property that really has got a lot of problems. Structure, every problem you could think about.
A fixer-upper.
Yeah, total fixer. And in 1 month, they raised the price from $500,000. They raised it about $75,000 in 1 month, And they're still getting multiple offers.
Wow.
For something that needs a whole lot of work. So
wow. Yeah, that's interesting. What are some of the other hot markets that you're seeing that have experienced that kind of growth?
You know, it's really the markets that the hedge funds went to first.
Okay.
The big hedge funds. So major cities like Dallas, Atlanta, LA, okay. San Francisco. I think even South Florida has been pretty booming, but maybe not quite as much as some of these other markets.
How about the Dakotas, where we're getting they're doing all the heavy-duty fracking and exploration for oil?
Yeah, that's a different animal. That's
okay.
As a real estate investor, we focus first and foremost on job creation.
Right.
And you know, so a lot of this, like you said, in California, it has nothing to do with job creation. It's all just a frenzy at this point and lack of supply. But from an educated real estate investor perspective, if you can follow the jobs and then buy affordable housing in those areas, that's where you're going to make the big bang, especially if you can get there before everybody else.
Yeah, because in Dakota, I think it's South Dakota, they've got like almost zero unemployment. If you're out for a walk and you stop walking in a restaurant, somebody comes by and offers you a job.
That takes an example of a whole bunch of jobs in an area where there's normally nothing. So they have a lack of housing because there just usually aren't people there.
Yeah, tents are going for $500,000 in South Dakota.
Yeah, yeah.
Kidding, of course. But that's interesting because and we've seen it in my local market for those that listen to us all over the country. I'm on the East Coast of Florida, and we've seen some pockets of demand, and we've seen our prices go up, and the realtors I talk to locally, you know, say that things are definitely better. And one of the comments they make, which is really very similar to what you said, Kathy, is they say, we need inventory.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest problem. Builders stopped building for about 6 years. And what should normally be about 1.5 million homes built every year went down to about, you know, a third of that for 6 years. So you could technically say that was 3 million homes that weren't built that should have been to keep up with population growth.
Interesting. That's good stuff. Well, let's do this. Let's grab a quick break. Kathy Fetke is our guest. We'll return in just one moment.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Kathy Fetke, CEO and founder of Real Wealth Network, realwealthnetwork.com. And just a couple more things about Kathy, why we got her on the program. She also hosts, you can tell she does a good interview, she also hosts The Real Wealth Show, which is featured as a podcast on iTunes with listeners in 27 different countries. And she has past president of American Women in Radio and Television. So welcome back, Kathy. Let's continue our conversation. I've got a stack of questions. I'm going to try to get to all of them. So let's talk a little bit about some of the national... You know, there's a little bit of a disconnect. You know, we see these statistics and we read them in the paper and other places, these national statistics about real estate versus the reality of what's happening in the trenches. And again, that's why I wanted you on this program. Mm-hmm. What's really happening in the trenches? What's really going on with real estate?
Well, it's an incredible opportunity still in some areas where people can truly build wealth. And that's what we're doing and helping our members find are those little pockets where you can still get double-digit rental, you know, passive monthly income from income properties. For the first-time home buyer, it's still a great opportunity, but you just have to know where. And you've really, more than ever, got to be able to recognize a bubble.
You know, that's it. I mean, it's really important to know when to get in, but I guess even more important to know when to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, there's just, there's when you see so many, well, it really comes down, in my opinion, to the average income versus the average home price of an area. So if the average income, if the average home price is 3 to 4 times the average income, then you're probably not in a bubble. But lots of parts of California and now other parts of the country are entering that territory again.
So average home price, and if that's, if you take that price and divide it by average income, if that's more than, say, 4 times, you know, so what would be an example? Say the average home price is 160, average income is 40. Yep. Then once it goes above 160, if it's $200,000 and $250,000 for the home average, then you're getting into bubble territory?
Yeah, because okay. The average person can't afford it, and that would be certainly the case in the high-priced market.
That is a bubble. That is, if the average person can't afford the average home, then you have a fundamental
problem.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
I never really thought of it that way. That's a really interesting and straightforward way to look at it. Interesting. So I think the interesting thing you're telling us, Kathy, is there's still opportunities. The train has not left the station.
Oh my gosh! I mean, like I said, the overcorrection was so dramatic that it took it, in some areas. Once people realized that, then it was a dramatic bounce back. So we saw, home prices go up 20-30% in certain areas, which is not going to continue. It was just a bounce back. But there are certain parts of the country where that hasn't happened yet, but it will. And so we're obviously helping people, discover where those areas are and, who they can work with in those markets with, all of it, sourcing the property, getting the teams in place for property management, for renovation, let me just give you an example. In one of the markets that we're in, we're able to still get homes fully renovated, like new, for $60,000 that rent for, maybe $1,000 to $1,100 a month. Those prices are going to go up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, if our listeners want more information, they'll go to your website and get all this, a lot of your perspective and some of the resources available, realwealthnetwork.com. Kathy Fetke is our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy Fetke, CEO and founder of Real Wealth Network. RealWealthNetwork.com is the website. Kathy, I've got a few more things to get to, but one of the most important is, which of course is a fun one to ask you, housing forecast. So you've talked a little bit about where things have been. We think there's still an opportunity. The big question is, when will housing stabilize? And I guess that we have to talk about what that stabilization means. And then will we see further price increases? So I guess it's a two-part question.
Well, again, in the areas where there's job growth, there's going to be a steady stabilization of housing and, again, a demand for housing. I mean, even cities like Cleveland are starting to see a demand for new property. When you understand market cycles, we've got to see that we are well into recovery. And recovery means there's a lack of inventory out there. So the sweet spot today is to be, in the building industry. So we're very excited because we've actually got a project in your neck of the woods. We've partnered with developers and we're helping build 4,200 homes just right outside of Tampa.
Wow.
It's a totally different part of the market cycle now where there's a need for new housing.
That's very interesting, and we've seen that because a lot of the builders now, all of a sudden, they've really come alive, and we're seeing that demand, mm-hmm. and we're seeing the related industry, and for example, I have a client who's an electrical contractor, and he came in the other day to review his investments with me, and he's just, you could tell, he's on fumes. I mean, he's just, there is a direct impact on all the folks that are around real estate and the work that's happening. And we've seen it, and it's very exciting. So one of the things I was going to ask you about is, we see the national statistics of, what is it, about 5 to 6 months of inventory?
Oh, it depends on where you are.
Okay.
I mean, some markets that have maybe 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
One of the things that, where you can find the best deals today, if that's what you're looking for, is in judicial states. And these are the states that still have a backlog of foreclosures. I mean, for the most part, foreclosures have been bought up and they're they're very much on the decline. But the judicial states where the foreclosure has to go through the court system, and, you know, Florida is one of those states,
right,
it's taken much, much longer. So you can still get really good deals there, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida. Otherwise, in the states where the foreclosures have been worked through, you know, we're really back to boom pricing.
Yeah, maybe more normal market activity where you've got the foreclosures have kind of been processed through, that quote-unquote shadow inventory has come into the sunlight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But that's interesting, in states where you do have that judicial process, it takes longer, and so there's still that inventory out there that still is coming to market.
That's right, and still an opportunity, but it is a short, short window. And you know, when you've got the combination of still being able to buy pretty cheap in those areas, and yet knowing that there's job growth, again, depending on where, once builders come in and start building, it's going to cost them twice as much to build a property than when you buy the one next door that, you know, you got for much less. So when you can buy in an area where there's, you know, high job growth and lack of inventory, and you can buy below the cost to build, you're going to see an upside.
No question. That makes sense to me. What about, I'm curious, what about the Northeast, where they've had, you know, some of the areas where they've seen a continued, you know, migration out of their state, and I'm naturally assume that that's going to create a surplus supply. Are you seeing prices stabilize or even fall into some of those markets?
It just really depends on the market and, again, the job growth. So a city like Detroit has a long way to go before their real estate can stabilize. They need their job market to be fixed first and the crime rates to come down. So that's definitely not a market we're interested in. But you just move over a little bit to Cleveland, and that city's booming. You've got over $4 billion invested in the downtown.
Wow.
Revitalization, and yet you can still buy properties for, like I said, $50,000. So, you know, it just depends on what that city, it has so much to do with city leadership and how they're bringing in jobs and improving their cities.
That's excellent. Well, that reminds me of, I heard the term the other day, and I know you'll answer it for me, talking about opportunities in real estate, a term called OREO, O-R-E-O. Is that an acronym? What does that stand for?
Other real estate owned, like REO property.
Okay. But, what's that about?
That's just basically, you know, we were just using the term incorrectly a little bit in the media. A real estate owned REO, that's what we were calling these foreclosures.
But I see.
Actually, in bank terminology, that just means real estate holdings that they have. But the other real estate owned, the OREO, is that's the foreclosures. So we should have been calling them OREOs, but we were calling them REOs.
I thought it was something like, you know, here's the sweetest part of the real estate dealer. I'm thinking it's something sugar, you know.
Well, it's true.
I was thinking the sweetness of a discounted house price.
That's exactly what it is.
And I guess that's where the opportunities are. And you've described them already very well, Kathy, about, you know, looking for some of these discounted opportunities. Again, I know that we've heard this and we've heard the opportunities. Somebody going into real estate, you know, we saw the trouble that people got into when they were doing, there was a lot of flipping where everybody and their brother, it seemed like, got into flipping properties.
Yeah.
I guess that's the other side of this that people need to be careful about, that when they go into a real estate, they need to go into it with a proper frame of mind and expectations, and also how long they're going to be in real estate as an investor.
If you're going to invest in real estate, you have got to educate yourself. We have put together what we call the Real Wealth Investor Academy for just very, very inexpensive, under $100, for people to understand what they're investing in. That too often, people just kind of look at real estate and don't think too much about it and just buy a property. They don't know what to do with it or what the exit will be or what the implications are, what the tax consequences might be. These are things you must understand. It's got to be treated like a business. And when you do that, you can truly build wealth, generational wealth. You can build up a portfolio that will pay you and your family and your children and your grandchildren for years and years and years.
That's excellent. That's actually the next thing I want to get to. We'll take a quick break. Kathy Fetke's our guest. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. Kathy Fetke's on the line. She's CEO and founder of Real Wealth Network, and that's the website, realwealthnetwork.com, realwealthnetwork.com. So I saved that my favorite part for last, Kathy. I want to ask you about, with respect to real estate, some people have, you know, experts and folks in the media have referred to this in kind of an unusual way, which is they're calling it the greatest transfer of wealth in history. And usually when I hear those terms, I hear that in respect to the baby boomers are going to inherit the greatest wealth transfer from the mature and the silent generation. They're going to inherit those monies from them. But you kind of started to allude to this before the break about, you know, the opportunity with real estate and how that can be for not only yourself, but for multiple generations to come, in effect, transferring wealth to them for their benefit during their lifetimes.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I think we can be fairly certain of is that we played some money games the last, or we didn't, the Fed did, and we're in unprecedented territory. And usually when this much money creation, comes out of thin air, there is a consequence, and that consequence is usually inflation.
Mm.
And so we have seen home prices rise due to this money creation over the, every single decade. If you look at the statistics, that means there's going to be huge inflation moving forward. Hard assets like real estate, are a hedge against that inflation because they move ahead of it. The prices, it's not just paper. It's something people need, live in. It's made out of valuable materials and the labor that went into it. So now the fact that you can still purchase property for half the cost to build it before the inflation has hit, and you can collect income from that asset every single month, and if you get a loan, you pay that loan off, yes, absolutely, you can have passive income into your old age, into your older years and your golden years, and then when you pass, you know, your children get to inherit that in a time when probably real estate's going to be out of their reach.
That's an excellent point. And you made the comment about, you know, the financing. The other thing about real estate, of course, it makes it an attractive option for people is that the financing costs are still very low. And you know, I know there's been a lot of expectations in the media about when and Wall Street and everybody about when the rates are going to go up, when the rates are going to go up. And we're seeing short-term rates still holding pretty much where they are. Long-term rates just a little bit, but still not very much, even though we've backed off the bond buying by $30 billion a month.
Yeah, if people don't know that they can qualify for up to 10 loans, one primary and then 9 investor loans. And I'm telling you, 10 years from now, if somebody gets a loan at these 4%, 5% interest rates and buys property at today's prices, they are going to have huge bragging rights when they're talking to other people at cocktail parties. And those people are saying, yeah, I've got my, 8% interest, wow, and my $200,000 home. And that, probably those who buy today are buying it as low as it probably will ever be.
Well, and you mentioned I think that's a good point, Kathy, and you mentioned the inflation. Historically, we've seen inflation run an average, 3-4% a year. And of course, averages can be very, very deceiving. We've seen, substantially higher. And also, for a brief moment in 2009, an actual, half or 1/3 of 1% of deflation. But these averages can be very misleading, and we could experience, and of course, a lot of people are calling for and saying we're going to get inflation, it's a matter of when. And so from your perspective, then you feel like the combination of the potential for that house to appreciate, and also if you're buying it as an investment, also provide the income, a good combination of things, especially in light of the money being, quote unquote, still cheap to get.
Yeah, absolutely. When we have a government that their open agenda is to create inflation, we're going to get it.
Well, what's ironic about that, or interesting, or whatever the proper way of phrasing it is we're now seeing countries around the world who have shunned the kind of quantitative easing economic stimulus the way we have done it in the United States country, and the European Central Bank has looked at this. So we're seeing this become a trend, and so it is going to be, ultimately, we're going to see the inflation come in. It's just a question of when and how strong or how much.
Yeah, when you devalue money, if you can create it out of thin air, then it's really worth very little, isn't it? And when you compare that to something that has value, that is useful to people, that people need. You know, there's three things, you know, that are the basics that people need. It's food, shelter, and clothing. And you know, if you could be in any of that, any of those, but housing is one of the easier because it tends to be more passive.
Well, and the bottom line, Kathy, which is a nice way to sum this up, is there's only so much dirt, right?
Exactly.
Kathy Fedke's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of Real Wealth Network, realwealthnetwork.com. Kathy, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.